call received from home care agency.
Hi, yes. I'm inquiring for possible home care for my sisters, and I don't know how to go about it.
Sure, no problem. Well, where does your sister live? Which area, which county?
Delaware County, Eddystone, Pennsylvania.
Delaware County?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know if she's on Medicaid?
I believe she is, yes.
Yes? Okay, perfect. So I'm happy to help. Would you like to be her caregiver, or do you want us to help her with someone?
No, it would have to be someone else.
Okay.
We're looking specific. Can I give you the situation?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. First of all, it's for two of my sisters. They live together in Eddystone. The one is 86 and the one is 85. The younger one recently was in the hospital, and she was released last week, and she's slow in recovering. They both have memory issues, not to the degree where they're not functioning, but they ask, they miss a lot of questions and answers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually for two of them, as opposed to just one.
Okay, no problem. That's okay. I'm happy to help for both. And both of them are on Medicaid?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So let me look up their Medicaid really quick, and so I can help you out with the process. Do you know if they already had an assessment, or this is your first time reaching out about it?
This is basically the older sister had an assessment a year or so ago. The younger one, no, she hasn't had any assessment at this time.
Okay, no problem. I'm happy to help. So let me start with one sister. What's her first and last name?
The older sister is Mary Ann Lennick, L-E-N-I-C-K.
Okay, and her date of birth?
No. September the 3rd, 1939.
September 3rd,
1939.
Okay, wonderful. Give me one second. Okay, and give the other sister's first and last name?
Jean Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E.
Okay, Anderson.
Anderson is her last name.
All right, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N?
Correct.
All right, and what's her date of birth?
August 17th, 1940.
Okay. And they live together?
Yes, they do.
Okay. What's their home address?
727 Saville Avenue, S-A-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. And the zip code?
19022.
And what's your name?
My name is Richard.
Richard.
Anderson. Yeah, Anderson.
All right. Okay, let me quickly look up their Medicaid, okay? If you don't mind, just hold a minute.
Go ahead.
Thank you. And they both need a caregiver from our agency, correct? Like, or if, I don't know if that's an option for you, but if you have a family member, friend, they can also sign up a family friend to help. But
well, at the moment, most of their caregiving is by a younger sister. She just turned 70. So she provides like transportation to doctor's appointments. She tries to make sure that they take their medication daily, but they tend to forget sometimes.
Right, I understand. Okay. Okay, we can help out, no problem. Now, how do you spell Marianne? Just want to make sure I have it right.
Last name?
No.
Or Marianne?
Yeah.
Marianne.
Oh, okay. Got it. One second. So both of them are supposed to be on Medicaid?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I'm sure they are.
Right. So I have here Marianne. And last name, L as in Larry, E, N as in Nancy, I, C, K.
Correct.
And then our date of birth is 9/3/1939?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure why it's not coming up.
Okay, all right. Her birthday might be 9/4/1939.
Okay, let's try that one.
Yeah, try that one.
9/4/1939. Didn't come up. I can try to look it up through her social security number if that's an option for you.
I don't have that, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Okay, let me try. Your other sister. Okay, and you said it's Jeanne Anderson, Anderson.
Yes.
And date of birth is
8/17/1940. Yes.
Okay. It also didn't come up anything.
They have to have it because they've been in you know,
yeah,
at that age.
Yeah, they do, but sometimes it doesn't come up with their name and date of birth, and it would come up with their social security number or their Medicaid ID number.
Okay, I have neither of those. So, see, I'm doing this without their knowledge at the moment.
Right, right. Okay, so what I would do is I can give you my direct phone number. Maybe if you want to, if you're able to get their Medicaid ID number or social security numbers, I can look it up for you and guide you in the right direction.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, so my phone number is 267.
Okay.
551-7442. Okay.
7442.
And my extension is 142.
Okay. All right, let me get some more information, and I'll give you a shout back.
Okay, amazing. No problem. We'll be in touch then.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Of course, it's my pleasure.
Okay, let me do that, and let me make some phone calls, and I'll be in touch.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.